episode 2301, Live Beyond the Results.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? For me, it's already a long one, and we're only at Wellness Wednesday. We'll take a deep breath because it's time to live beyond the results. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are to have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you wrestling with the demons that haunt your healthy lifestyle? I mean, seriously, the ones that whisper you are not enough and the others that scream what you are doing will not work? Live beyond the results. As much as results make you feel good, it's not the end all be all, but we get stuck in the results. We get stuck in the size of the clothing that we wear. We get stuck in what the scale is saying. Has the scale lied to you? No. But does it tell the whole story? It only tells you one side of the story. But there's so many other areas of life when it comes to healthy living. So how do you set yourself up for success even when your self-talk sabotages your progress? Well, you got to celebrate that progress. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Celebrate the progress. And the key here is, where can you see progress? Because if you're always looking for results, you got to know where you're fishing from, right? When you go fishing, you want to fish where there's going to be fish. Have you ever fished in a pond and there aren't any fish in there? Does it make you feel real good? No. So if you're looking at things that aren't really going to show up with results, then it's like fishing without any fish in the pond. So I want to give you 13 areas of where you can use measurements to celebrate your progress. Number one, muscle mass. When you are looking at living a healthy lifestyle, how is your muscles? Are they strong or are you getting weaker? Muscle mass is very important. Now, if you're one who says, you know what, I go to the doctor once a year, then they can actually help you with this. If you have a personal trainer, they can help you with this. You can actually measure your muscle mass and see if your density is increasing or decreasing. It's a good indication because guess what? As we age, we lose muscle faster. And the only way to replace your muscle is to tear down the muscle that you have so it can repair itself. And you have to eat protein. Our body does not supply itself with protein. You have to eat protein to feed the muscle. So that is important. So celebrate that progress. If a gallon of milk was heavy to you at one point when you would go grocery shopping and now you can carry 2 gallons in one arm, well, hey, that means you are increasing your muscle mass. Number two, core strength. All of us need to increase our core strength. We need to be stronger. And the core strength is not just about your abdominals. A lot of us kind of get caught on that. It's in the whole range of your abdominals, all the way down past your buttocks, right into your back of your glutes, your hamstrings, right there at the top of your thighs. So think of yourself kind of as this little rectangle or square, depending upon how wide you are. After having 5 children, I can say I'm probably a little wider. But with that, it's the core strength, right? What is it? Are you getting stronger? Or is it harder for you to get up in a laying down position? And you don't have to be on the floor for this. It could be in bed. Do you find yourself going, oh my gosh, I'm hurting? Well, is it hurting in a good way because you've been working those muscles? Or is it hurting because you're like, I don't have the strength like I used to? This is how you can measure your progress. Number three, heart health. You know, I love to walk. I used to love to run, but I'm getting older. And so I want my joints to last a little bit longer, and really hitting the pavement with my knees, not a good idea. Not when I'm doing 7 to 11 miles a day, not wise for me. However, though, I can measure what I'm doing with walking. And if I was running, and I do run a little bit once in a while, not as much as I used to. But with that, How is my heart holding up? Is it really doing what it needs to do? Well, for me, for example, I know by my resting heart rate. Let me just tell you this story. I think it's hysterical. And actually, I don't know if it's really hysterical or if I just found a way to beat technology. But you know, there's all these gizmos that measure your steps. It measures your heart rate and all of this. Well, I went walking and it wasn't a really long walk, okay, on a day. But we did well over 5 miles. And I think I extended it even more, that it was getting closer to 7 to 8 miles. Well, I come home afterwards and, you know, I'm just kind of working about and I just happened to look at my watch and it said my exercise circle that I had was 25 minutes out of 30 minutes. And I was like, wait a minute, I did 5+ miles going on more like 7 miles and my watch only says I did 25 minutes worth of exercise. I think something here is wrong. And I was going for one of those perfect days. Do you ever do something like that with your watch that likes to talk to you? You're like, oh, come on, I can get in these last 20 steps or whatever it is. And so you find yourself doing laps in your house right before you go to bed because you just want to see the sparkles on your watch. Okay, well, it was one of those days for me. I don't do it very often, but that day, oh, I was all in. And I looked and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I sat here and I walked and it wasn't an early morning walk, but you know what I realized? I realized that my heart rate had decreased so much and that I had built up an incredible amount of endurance and stamina that my watch was not reading it as exercise. And I was like, now that's something to celebrate. But when I looked at my watch, there was like no celebration because it only said I only walked for 25 minutes and I had done for 5 miles. I didn't do 5 miles in 25 minutes, by the way. I was out there well over, I don't know, 80, 90 minutes. It was one of those walks where, oh, a little jog here, a little, you know, we kind of went a little sightseeing here and there. I think I even stopped down at the local nursery. So look at what you're measuring to know where your progress is. Muscle mass, core strength, heart health. Number 4, lung capacity. One great way besides on an actual watch or gadget, what you can do, and going to the doctors, of course, what you can do with lung capacity is simply talk. When you're working out, talk. And if you're working out with someone, you can have a conversation with them. But if you're by yourself, just talk to yourself. If you can find out that you can talk and you don't sound winded like this, then guess what? You're doing better on your lung capacity. But if you find that you're winded, well, then you need to work a little bit harder. So it allows you to kind of measure what it is and how long can you do that? Well, for me, yeah, you know, I can talk a lot and I just keep talking. So lung capacity, not a problem so much for me. Number 5, mood. How do you feel? Are you feeling happy? Do you have just this kind of like, oh, I can conquer the world today? Or are you just kind of walking around going, yeah, well, it's just another day in the neighborhood. How is your mood? Has it changed? How has it changed? Number 6, energy levels. This is one I absolutely love because as much as we do not want to admit this, after a workout, I guarantee you, you have more energy. Now, will you still feel tired? Of course. I think it was almost 10 miles today. And when I did my 10 miles, I was like, okay, this is great. But guess what? Yeah, I was a little tired, but I also was energized at the same time. I know it sounds strange, but you got to look at your energy levels. And after you go to sleep and you wake up, how are you feeling right then and there? Right as you start your day, when your feet hit the floor, what are you feeling? Number 7, brain health. Now, a lot of people are like, how do you measure brain health? Because, you know, you feel like as you get older, you maybe are like not so put together. And maybe there's a little truth to that. However, I want you to look at brain health more from the aspect of, am I feeling kind of foggy or groggy? It's the Auggies of everything. Am I foggy or am I groggy? And is it one that it's like, yeah, I'm on point. I got this. Or is it like, now, can you tell me again, what were we talking about? not that we don't forget things here and there and we have that moment of pause because we get sidetracked, or like for me, I'm multitasking and I'm carrying on three different conversations and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I just skipped that conversation. I got to come back to this one now. What was it? Think about that in regards to your brain health. Are you able to really wake up and stay focused, and you're not walking around in this daze or this fog going, gosh, I don't know what I want to do. I know I'm feeling good, but I really don't know what it is. And I got this list, but where do I want to start? No. The brain health is like, no, I'm on point. I got this. So you got muscle mass, core strength, heart health, lung capacity, mood, energy levels, brain health. Number 8, water intake. Are you increasing the amount of water that you drink? Cheers. I have my, can you hear it? I have my water right here with me as I'm recording here right now. And it's interesting because I find that I drink more water the more I work out. And the more I work out, I want more water. Yet at the same time, it feeds all this other, you know, parts of my healthy living. So are you increasing your water intake? And if you've gone from having only 2 glasses a day to now you're having 6 glasses a day, celebrate that. Even if you stayed steady for 6 weeks, let's say, at 6 glasses. Now, I would recommend you kind of push yourself a little bit more, because the more water you have, the better your cells are hydrated, the better your body can respond. It can build your immunity up. There are so many benefits when it comes to drinking water. So you really want to increase that and measure it. It's something that's easy. And if you're like, gosh, this is really an area I need to work on, let me give you a real quick one. Yes, I'm all into saving the earth, but I'm also in making sure your cells are hydrated. So go buy some water bottles. Yes, ones you can just buy and drink and then throw away. Recycle them. I would encourage that. However, initially when you're starting, it allows you to measure it. It's just number 1, 2, 3, 4, however many you're up to drinking, and know that, okay, I've got to drink these 4 water bottles today. You don't have to measure it because you're going to see what number you're on. And if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're only on bottle number 2, you got a long ways to go. You need to speed it up just a little bit, because you really don't want to be drinking all your water at 7 o'clock at night, because what happens? It's going to disrupt your sleep. And as you get older, that bladder, I'm telling you, it changes. So think about that. But you've got to have a good amount of water. And in all honesty, if you're working out and you are doing strength training, I want you to drink half your body weight in water, seriously. Not just because you want to lose weight. And when I say half your body weight, in ounces of water. So let's say you weigh 200 pounds. Let's just make this easy, because, you know, it's, you know, we're recording this and I got to think about all this. Talk about brain fog, brain health. Yes. So you weigh 200 pounds, half your body weight is 100. So you want to be drinking 100 ounces of water. Now, some people will say, well, that's great if you want to lose weight. That's great, period. Aim for 2 liters of water a day. I would love for you to drink a gallon of water a day. And believe it or not, initially, yes, you may have to go to the bathroom. I wouldn't say just jump to doing that immediately. If you haven't, work your way up to it. But set a goal for that. You will feel better, I promise. And guess what? You won't need as much as that other junky stuff that you drink. Okay? Drink your other stuff because you enjoy it, not because you're like, I'm thirsty. Some people go and they buy those, you know, 32 ounces of drinks at the convenience store, and they drink all of it, and they're like, gosh, why am I still so parched? I'm so thirsty. And they want to go and get another one. Well, number one, you're not drinking that many ounces of fluid because there's ice in it. That's number one. Number two, just because a drink is made of water doesn't count as your water intake. You need all of that to be water. So when I say I'm drinking a gallon worth of water, it's a gallon worth of water. It's not, oh, orange juice and then coffee and then milk. And no, it's not. It's just simply water. So you really want to work on that. And I promise you, you will feel better. You will sleep better. Your cells will love you for it. And you will find that you are actually more on task than when you were not really drinking the amount of water that you need to. Because most of us, unfortunately, we're walking around dehydrated. And if we're already starting our day dehydrated, that's not going to help us by the end of the day. Number 9, your intensity of workouts. Did you start with just, you know, 2 cans of beans and now you're up to 5-pound dumbbells? Awesome. Celebrate that. Even if you've been doing it for a couple months, that is progress, right? If you are, I'm struggling at carrying a gallon of milk and now you can carry a gallon and now you're up to 2 gallons in one hand. Awesome. That means that you are working and gaining muscle mass, right? And then that intensity of workouts, that translates into what? Well, when you're doing stuff, and I can remember just a few years back, I'm not doing this so much now. I've lightened up and increased my reps because of my age and my joints, and I'm not that old by any means, but I want my joints to last my lifetime, not where I have to go and get them repaired and be the bionic woman. That's not my goal in life. I would like to die with all my original parts. Seriously, I told my mom that and she's got a kick out of it. She goes, are you serious? And I said, well, why not make that a goal? I think that's pretty good. I want to take care of the body that God has given me. I don't want to beat my joints into the ground. That's why I'm not running 7 to 11 miles a day, but I can walk that and it doesn't hurt, but it still does stretch me out. I can do other things. Well, when it comes to intensity of workouts, I can remember a few years back that I was doing 20, 25, 30, 35 pound weights. And now I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do more reps with lighter weights. And it works for me. So you've got to look at where you are in your season of life for your age, for your body type, and say, what do I need to do? And if you can see that they are increasing your intensity of workouts, that is progress, my friend. Number 10, quality and the amount of sleep. Are you sleeping better? If you are taking care of yourself, you better be sleeping better. Now, I know we have those stressful seasons. I know it sometimes that, okay, maybe you're staying up a little bit later. Me, let's not talk about my sleep patterns because this is something I'm always working on. This is something that I think maybe when I'm finally called home that I won't have to worry about the amount of sleep that I get. But for my body, I'm a little strange, and you know that, right? I'm happy with about 5 to 6 hours of sleep. And those days that I really have to push it, I can go on 4 hours of sleep. Now, it's a little bit more of a struggle. I want to take a nap on 4 hours of sleep, especially if I still do my workouts, okay? However, I say that. You also got to be smart. If you're tired and you're exhausted, you need to pay attention to that with your body. It's better to actually take a nap or to go to bed earlier than it is to try to squeeze in a workout just because you can. So when we think about healthy living, sometimes we've got to find that, I know, here comes the word, hold on, balance. And when I mean balance, I'm talking about what your body needs to operate at its optimum level. That's the key there, and that is true balance. I'm not talking about relationships. I'm not talking about work-life balance. I'm talking about what you need for your body to perform as it's supposed to act, okay? And so we've got to find that balance. And it takes a little time. And you also have to be patient. With every season, there's going to be different struggles. So as you age, you're going to find different struggles. You may not be able to lose weight as fast as you used to. I'm sorry, that's a fact. It just happens, right? Your metabolism slows down. Things begin to shift. Perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. I mean, you go through all of these things, ups and downs, and then you're thinking retirement. Then you're thinking, oh my gosh, grandchildren. There's a lot of stuff that happens. And then when you're young, you're like, oh no, I'm on fire. I've got all this energy and I'm go, 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 go. That's great. I know I did there, been there. But you also have to make sure you take care of your body and you make time to rest. Going all the time is not good for your body. That's where our bodies were made to sleep. And when we sleep, we what? We rejuvenate, we repair, we restore so we can then get up and go the next day. So there's a lot here. Are you ready? And we're still not done yet. Muscle mass, core strength, heart health, lung capacity, mood, energy levels, brain health, water intake, intensity of workouts, quality and amount of sleep. And then finally, actually not finally, you thought so. Number 11, how does your clothing fit? This is a great measurement Because you know what? Notice what I haven't mentioned at all on here yet, which I'm not going to. Well, I am going to, but I'm not going to say that it's a form of measurement, and that's the scale. Yes, you can get on the scale, but is it only a little tinty bit of truth to that? It's only one part of the story, right? What about fitted clothing? And I'm not talking about those yoga pants. However, if you have those yoga pants and you put them on and they're a little loose and you've already washed them, that's a good measurement tool there. However, not 5 days after you've worn them, okay? Because they do stretch out as much as you don't want to admit it. They do, because otherwise you wouldn't wash them because you wouldn't have to shrink them back. But it's key. So on the fitted clothing, look for something like your bra, okay? Men, I'm sorry, you don't have one, so you don't have to worry about that part. But your bra. Also, your jeans, freshly washed jeans, how do they fit? It's a great indication. Another one, your shoes. Believe it or not, your feet also change as you live differently when it comes to how you feed your body, your activity level. If you're losing weight, notice your feet, okay? Very important. All of this, and also you can look at your shirt, but not a shirt that is very loose. You wanna look at one that's more fitted. How does it lay? The rolls that you had, are they a little smoother? What does that look like? Okay, all of that falls under fitted clothing. Number 12, this is an interesting one. Satiation, it's a fun word to say, and it just basically means that, well, you're full. When you look at when you're full, satiation, are you satisfied? We all want to be satisfied in life, right? I don't care whether it's in the bedroom. I don't care if it's in the kitchen. I don't care if it's in the hearth room. I don't care if it's in the office. We all want to have this feeling of satisfaction. And so when it comes to healthy living, satiation means my tummy is happy. And it's important that we know that we can get to that point when we eat our meals that we are satisfied. And we don't feel like we're just eating empty calories, or that, wait, I just ate, but why am I still hungry? You know, I had my husband tell me just a couple days ago, he goes, "Hun, I just ate and I don't understand, why do I still feel hungry?" And I'm like, okay, lesson 101. And I didn't say that, but I was thinking it, I'm going to be honest. And he was somewhat joking with me because he already knew the answer, but it was for conversation. And I said, you know, we need these little reminders that if you're filling your body up with empty calories, if you're going for those processed foods, your body isn't communicating and it's not getting the signals of saying, oh, you fed me like I needed to be fed. And so, hey, I'm okay. I'm satiated. I'm satisfied. Well, if you're not satisfied, guess what? You're going to go back in that closet and you're going to dig another box out. So really think about this. This is a great way to find that, you know, really refined, healthy living lifestyle. Can you eat something, a portion size or something specific in an area that speaks to, wow, you know, I didn't need a lot of it, but man, I really feel good. And I'm okay. You know, I kind of feel full, and everybody's full factor is different. Okay, I could spend days here. I'm not going to, but I'm going to say I don't have a full factor. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's not true. No, it is true. I know my body. And it's crazy. However, if I eat very specific ways with specific foods, I can feel slightly full. It's not ever to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Oh, no. I have not felt that at all. It's just my body. I know it's weird, but I can feel satiated. And so learn your body, how it speaks to you. And finally, number 13, and this is probably one of my all-time favorites because no one talks about it. And so I'm going to talk about it. It's called endurance. Building your stamina. What do you have in life that says, you know what, you can keep going? It's called endurance. And in life, we have to build that endurance. We have to build stamina. I know I walk with ladies around the neighborhood, and it's interesting because some of them are like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know that I can go any further. And now they're like, wow, I've already done 3 miles. And the next thing, talk to another one, you know what, we're almost up to 5 miles. I'm like, yeah. I said, you're building your endurance. You're building your stamina. That's strength. That's also allowing you to go further. It's that extra shove that we need to get through the day. We all need to build endurance. It strengthens our body, our mind, and our spirit across the board. And so when you begin to look and you're like, gosh, am I really making the progress that I want to be? Well, then look at it. Do you go all day, meaning that you're doing your workouts, you're chasing the kids, you're helping the hubby, you're doing stuff at home, you're out in the community, you're running your errands, and you're coming back, you're still doing dinner, you're still playing with the kids, you're still playing with the puppy dog. The next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock and you're like, okay, I know I need to be getting ready for bed, but I feel really good. You know you're headed in the right direction. And that's really what I want you to hear today. Live beyond the results. We get so stuck that we have to meet or hit another number. Now that I'm older, I don't even want to think about numbers because pretty soon it's going to be going backwards. Not exactly, but you know, you hit an age and you're like, oh, can I just kind of take off a couple years? I'm still stuck in my 20s. When people say, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 27. In my mind, I'm saying that it doesn't actually come out because I don't think about my age. And so when somebody asks how old I am, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, let me think here. I'm like, okay, I was born, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I've got to subtract. This is a year. Okay, wait, how old am I? Because age to me is a number. And so I don't get stuck on it. I don't want you to get stuck in numbers. I want you to think beyond numbers. Live beyond the results. And I want you to look at your progress because progress is perfection. And when you can see that you are hitting milestones when it comes to your healthy living, then that, my friend, is a reason to celebrate. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.